Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in part 192 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And this is program 294. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you four different ways to receive a copy at the end of the program. right now we have a strong message from the Lord. We have some music and some testimonials, but right now let's go to the throne of the living God and ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, we love you and we praise you and we thank you. Holy God, praise the Lord. We thank you for the privilege. And a lot of people don't think it's a privilege, but what kind of a God that you would pay any attention to us here on earth and that you would invite us to come and talk to you. What an invitation to converse with our Maker, with our Savior, with our Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, anoint this service. Let every word on this tape be directly from you. Lord, we pray that the evil powers in this world will be stopped, that you put a sudden stop to all the oppression and all the depression in this world, and that you give people encouragement that there is great profit in serving the Almighty God. Show the people, Lord, from the Vatican, the Antichrist government, the cult in Rome, and the world media, that there's no profit in what they're doing, that they're going to wind up in hell if they don't repent. Bind Satan, who is giving them all these ideas of what to do. Lord, we know that this sending these new 21,000 troops over to, or however many they're going to ship over to Iraq, that is blaming it on President Bush, and it makes it, Rome makes it look like he's making the decision, because people are getting so used to where the trouble in this world is coming from that they have to make Bush and other people look so bad that it takes the heat off the Vatican. But Lord, we know that Satan is directing everything from the Vatican in this world to the world government and the media. And so whenever they're talking so bad about somebody, remember that it's all coming from the Vatican. That's the world cult. That's the dangerous cult. Oh, Father God, I have a list of the different things here that the media is saying. There's a new television program coming out that they're going to tell how dangerous it is to be in Christian works. And the Vatican is the one that's sponsoring that thing, too, along with the Cult Awareness Network. And they want everybody to believe that it's really dangerous to be a born-again Christian and that we have control over their minds. But, Lord, if we preach the gospel, and if they receive the gospel, then it's you that has control of their minds. But if they go after these Cult Awareness Network, the arm, right arm, one of the arms of the Vatican, and all these TV programs are trying to show how dangerous it is to be a born-again Christian, Lord, stop them in the name of Jesus. Put a sudden end to them. This is all coming from Satan's church in Rome, its government, and its media. Oh, how they love to slander the names of the Lord, to slander the name of the children of the Lord, and to slander the name of your word. Now, Lord, we know also that these people, we ask that you put a sudden stop to them immediately, Father God, because the very thing that they accuse the Christian of is the thing that they're doing. They're the ones that are bombing all the nations. It's extremely dangerous to put their effort, their strength, their power, and their might behind the Vatican and the world government and this miserable news media. We get so many letters, Father, from people that say, I know you're aware of all this, but I'm saying it for the people that are listening. There's so many letters that come telling us that there isn't anything that they read in the newspapers that is of any value except when the literature that you've given me is printed in those newspapers, and I thank you for it. And there are a lot of people that are becoming aware of the Vatican and many of the branches of the Vatican, and that all this stuff that's trying to make born-again Christians look evil, there isn't one thing that they're saying about us that is true. They're soliciting people. We'll pay your expense if you'll come down to our town over here, and we will pay your expenses, your freight coming out here in your hotel room, if you'll just tell. We don't care if you're liars or anything. We don't care if you're backsliders or if you're homosexuals or on drugs or anything like that. Just come here and slander some Christians, and we'll pay for it. Father, put a stop to them, and a stop to everyone that just loves to run to things like that. Your word tells us about all these things. Praise the Lord. Lord, anoint this servant. Keep anointing this prayer, Lord. I'm trying to close the prayer, and you still want me to say something more. Lord, they're the ones that murdered the people at Waco, and they said they were dangerous. They blew up the World Trade Center. They blew up the federal building, and they deliberately bombed, Pearl Harbor bombed. They had every abomination that's on the face of this earth. You, Father, you, Jesus, you, Holy Spirit, said that it was coming from Rome, and that Rome was getting its power from Satan, that great red dragon, the devil. Lord, destroy the works of Satan. Bind the devil in chains. Cast him down, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we'll give you all the praise, the honor, the glory, and the thanks in Jesus' name. Lord, let souls be saved and the church strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus. And you people out there in Radio Land, don't believe what they're saying about Bush. He's just a puppet. He's doing what he's commanded to do. And if he didn't do what he was being told to do, they'd kill him. And he knows it. That's why he goes into the beer joints all the time. Father, we ask that you save souls and strengthen the church in Jesus' name. And Lord God, have mercy on those that are lost, those that are swept into this Antichrist movement. Let their souls be saved. Let them come to the knowledge, the fullness of the knowledge, the fullness of the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ before it's everlastingly too late, because the end of time. We're right at the end of time. Lord, before the world was created, there was no such thing as time. When you created the heavens and the earth, that's when time began. There was nothing but eternity before that. Time began around a little over 6,000 years ago. We're into the 7,000th years now. And Lord, these people that say there's hundreds of millions of years and 50,000 years and all these things, these people are totally contrary to your word. They're antichrist. And of course, the media is on 24 hours a day, and they've got all these different channels. And of course, it's used to brain damage the people of the world. Lord, you see these things. Look upon them, Lord, you hate them. You hate them. I know that you hate them even as much as I hate them, for sure. Put a stop to it, Father God. You said, call upon you, and you would show us great and mighty things that we have not seen. Show us, Father God, these great and mighty things. Stop Satan, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody says, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, you know, we have to let our light shine. The Bible says that Jesus was the light of the world. And he said that when we receive him and we're in his body, that we're the lights of the world. Amen?
Amen.
So here's H.B. Barnum and his magnificent choir. And Barnum masters can be acquired for a love gift of $15, which is totally deductible. And you'll have a wonderful, I've never heard a choir this good before. You've heard this little light of mine, but I don't believe you've ever heard it this way. So this is the Life Choir singing This Little Light of Mine, produced and directed by H.B. Barnum.
found a book and read the title was the B-I-B-L-E, the Holy Bible. Now I humble myself at the thought of Jehovah, because he gives me life, so when I die, it's not over. So listen to what I'm saying, I'm preaching, not playing. Except Jesus Christ is just Savior today, and tell others, because our days are short in numbers. We gotta stop pulling in more sisters and brothers like Jesus, my Lord, the one for whom I'm kicking the ball. I'm choirs in the back, you know we got it going on for sure. Christians full of love and inspiration, faith everlasting that's spreading throughout the nation. The Son of Man came that we might have life. You're compared to him, we're just little bitty light bulbs. When he comes again, don't be left behind. And oh yeah, let the light shine, come on. Because you don't need no thieves with this smoothed out message on the gospel tip. Keep your faith in the Lord like Ruth. He'll bring you out of the dark and that's the gospel truth. So open your Bible and take a look. It will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the book. You see, there's nothing like being convicted. I'm talking about conviction of the Holy Ghost. Not being restricted from your rights and going to jail. You know it's hell on earth, but you can get all on bail. Don't fall into the life and the strife of a rebel. Because if you're living in sin, you're then you're running with the devil. And it's bad, ask me, I know. Because before I was confused, you know, and back there I don't wanna go. I'm walking in the light so bright that it guides me. And I know that my Lord will never lie to me. So you gotta be down with the Christians. And if you're not, come back at my point, you are missing. And I'll tell you about amazing grace. All praise is due to the Lord, because my kingdom's in a higher place. Another promise that he gave, so I'll never leave the pack and find a way to go astray from the path of the straight and narrow. Hark the herald, angels sing about God being king and mighty. So don't take salvation lightly. Your soldiers might be risking where you could be holding on tightly. But anyone who's anyone, that ain't what they want to do. They'd rather live right and let the light come shining through. It's difficult to go against the flow. So take a step back to the fact that your God got your back, that you know and you knew. But there's one more thing you can do. Let your light come shining through.
It's one thing to talk about letting your light shine, and it's another thing to sing about it, but there's quite another thing to do it. Amen?
Amen.
And what that's talking about is like when you're living close to the throne of the Lord, His holiness comes upon you and His power, so that when you're out in the business world, out in the world that we live in, that the holiness of God and the power of God shows in you. That's the light. Your light, and it's not a little light when you're really in the Spirit of the Lord. We're never to forget the close bond between the glorious prayer room and, of course, our glorious prayer closet wherever we pray. in the close bond between the prayer room and the outer world. The reason that you get filled with the Holy Spirit and the reason that you have to pray before the Lord is so that you have the Spirit life. This life, the Holy Spirit life living in you and working in and through you. Because if you don't have that, you're not a witness to the Lord. You're not a light of the Lord. Let the lower lights keep burning. Cast their beams across the waves. This whole world is like a stormy sea. And it's never going to get better. It's going to get worse and worse. And therefore, we need the power of God and the holiness of God in us in order to be testimonies to the Lord. So in the outer world, the world that we're living in, when you're in the business world and you're conducting business between people in the world that are unsaved, they want to see something of God in you. The reason for that is the prayer room. If we're going to have be an influence to people in this world, is the reason for it is the prayer room. We're receiving the Holy Spirit, the power of God, so that the attitude of the prayer room. We're also getting the attitude of the prayer room, the holiness, in other words. Now, so many people think, well, we can't be holy. Everybody says nobody's perfect. But the Bible says we must be perfect in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. And so these are the instructions to eternal life and to become a light for the Lord. The influence of the prayer room must remain with us. The holiness of the prayer room, and the actual Holy Spirit must remain with us all day long, because we're going out into the world. We live in the world, we're not part of it, but we can't be touched by it. The world is filled full of, we're like little lambs, the Lord said, among wolves. Amen?
Amen.
And we have to be strong in the Holy Spirit around those who are in the world in order for the influence of God that lives in us to influence them to become born again of the Spirit. Now, there's all kinds of people that sing about Jesus, and there's all kinds of people that talk about Jesus, but the minute that temptation comes, they are pulled right into it with the world. And you see a lot of these things happening in the church as well. And that's why, you know, our church, we don't get a... We have hundreds of people, but whereas some people... in each church we have hundreds of people, but some churches have thousands of them because they don't preach a holy life. They preach, you know, oh, be good to this person, be good to that. But the Bible says that all your good deeds are like filthy rags. You must walk in the Holy Spirit. You must be born again of the Spirit. You must lay long time before the Lord in heaven. Now, I know most of the young girls, they want to get married. But that isn't what this is all about. Those that really want to be married, there's some men in the church that want to get married more than anything. And I think they've asked every sister in the church to get married, and nobody wants to marry them because they're too hungry. The women know that these men don't have their minds on the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
All they have is their minds on girls or women. And no woman wants to be married, especially a Christian woman, to somebody that has their mind on the carnal life. The object of the prayer room is to make us to be united with God to the point that we may have him always abiding with us. Okay, so if you're not in the prayer room, you don't have the Spirit life because he's not with you. And if he's not with you, then you're lost. It's just that simple. And what are you doing in the church anyway? If you're here to just seek out a husband or a wife, get out. Go to one of these singles bars someplace. That's where you belong, is some booze bar. So if we're not in the prayer room, and if you think it's corny to go in there, or it's stupid, and that you've got a whole day of flirting to do, you don't belong in this church at all. This is a holy church. Well, tell them other churches are, yeah, that's right. So there's lots of churches you can go to, but not this one. You're invited to come to the services, but you can't stay here like so many hundreds of people do. And then we have hundreds of thousands of people, even millions of them around the world that are distributing and that have large churches in Africa, India, the Philippines, and other places. If we're not in the prayer room, then the Lord is not always abiding with us. Some people say, well, I wasn't in the spirit that day. How can you say something like that? In other words, you're admitting that you're carnal. Amen?
Amen.
And people that say that are carnal more than they are holy. You can't be carnal one day and holy one day. The Bible states that God sends us out on fishing trips to fish for men. Ye shall be fishers of men. Well, how many times does the fish get pulled into the boat? Okay? Amen?
Amen.
How many times are you going to have to be caught? When a person pulls a fish into the boat, they keep it there. Amen?
Amen.
And then they fix it. And they prepare it to eat. And the Lord wants to consume us, every bit of us. He wants us to be completely consumed by the Holy Spirit. That is, if you want to go to heaven. If not, well, then you haven't been brought to the realization of what church is all about and what the Lord is all about. You're just biding your time, doing little chores in the church, but not seeking the Lord at all. Okay? The Lord, when he saves us, we're just like a temple for him to move into. But he wants to build us into a huge castle. Amen?
Amen.
A huge castle. And that takes tearing down. He has to tear down some of your wicked thoughts. And he says you have to pull them down to and cast them down and all your rotten imaginations, because if you want to go to heaven, he wants a castle. He doesn't want a little unpainted cottage with a little picket fence around it. Amen?
Amen.
God wants people walking around this world with power in it so that they can be big lights unto the Lord here on earth. And that's what I want to be, is a big light, always abiding in the Lord, and have the Lord always abiding in me. If we're not in the prayer room, then the Lord is not abiding with you. If we are thoughtless, we don't care, and we just let our mind roll on and just, well, all we know is what we see. Oh, there's a cute boy, or here's a cute girl over here. That's all you know, because you haven't got any faith. You're walking by sight, and you're walking by something that is not scriptural. It's scriptural for people to marry. That's a commandment, to marry and have lots of children to replenish the earth. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. You don't do that, and you're going to wind up with somebody that's going to divorce you. You don't do that, and they're going to, you know. And then when you try to tell people what to do, they get so discouraged that they go out and commit adultery with somebody. We have people that have done that in this church. It goes to show that once saved, always saved is a lie. Amen?
Amen.
So if you're going to not care, if you're going to be thoughtless and yield to your flesh or to things that you see out in the world, like sin and Satan and the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and pride of life, all that will make you totally incapable to want to go into the prayer room, into the closet. What that does is, when you're looking at the world in your flesh and what you want, what it does is bring a dark cloud over your soul. And when that cloud is over your soul, your mind is clouded, and you can't think the way the Lord thinks. You can't do the things the Lord wants to do in you and through you. If you have stumbled or fallen by ignorance, then the thing to do is return to the glorious prayer room and prayer your prayer clauses. Let that be the first thing that you do. And call down the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ upon your soul, and ask him to cleanse you and completely cleanse you of all your filthy sins. and claim that you have been cleansed, that he has cleansed you, that he's cleansed you by his blood. Don't rest until you've confessed all of your sins and that you've repented and put away forever all your lusts, your sins. You will definitely yield to sin if you don't pray. You will. There's no possible, because there's nobody in this world that can fight Satan without Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. You cannot fight him alone. That's why so many people fall away in these last days, is because they don't know these things. These are secrets that are known only by the prayer warriors. Let the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ give you a very full freedom and boldness to approach the throne of God. You know, you're not free to serve the Lord when you're bound by the devil, when there's a cloud over your skull, over your brain, over your soul, over your spirit. You're just like a lost lamb out in the world, not able to function in the spiritual realm. We must always remember that the roots of our lives in the glorious prayer room will show in us out in the world and in the church everywhere we go. There's a radiance that goes far out of our body and soul. This radiance, what does that mean? The radiance of the Lord, the Spirit of God goes with you wherever you go. Amen?
Amen.
And so there's no radiance there. It's just like a dead ox or a mule or burro or a burra. What it does is manifest themselves in the business world. All this, the Spirit of the Lord. And if you're not in the Spirit of the Lord, then you're manifested also to the people in the business world. Let, quote, the obedience of faith, unquote, remain in you. Romans 16:26. We have to discipline ourselves to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit to keep the faith. We have to discipline ourselves to keep the faith. We have to discipline ourselves because we don't, we can't let ourselves be run over by feelings. Oh, I don't want to pray today. I don't want to pray. I don't want to get up before the, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like going to church. I don't feel like going out witnessing. I don't feel like folding literature and praying to the Lord without seeing. I don't feel. Well, you better not go by your feelings, because the Bible says that we walk by faith. The Lord commands us to do it. Not feelings. Amen?
Amen.
So we need to keep. We have to discipline ourselves to keep the faith, to be obedient to the faith, the Word of God, so that we pray our secret prayer life. We pray in our secret prayer life. Children and adults who go to school, you can pray in the classrooms. They say that you can't pray in school. You can. You know, I can pray any place I want. I'd be praying right there when I was picked up on false charges. They could have said, shut up from praying. I pray inside. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm right there with the Lord. Nobody can stop you from praying. Nobody knows except you and the Lord that you're praying. Let your prayer rule over you. Consistently, the prayer room, the glorious prayer room, is intended to bind you to God. If you don't, if you're not in the prayer room, then you're bound to Satan. You're his Siamese twin. That's Let the prayer room bind you to God so that he can supply you with his power and holiness, the power of God to enable you to live holy life, a life for God only. I just heard Pat Robertson on television today. He said that somebody wrote him and asked him, quote, should I be concerned about one of the brothers, a person who just prays and reads the Bible all the time? And Pat Robertson, who incidentally ran for president and lost, and he said while he was running for president, he didn't want to be called a minister anymore. But then immediately when he lost, he says, I'm a minister. I'm a pastor. Double-minded. I wouldn't listen. Why people ask him questions? I don't understand that. Pat got very disgusted to think that somebody would read and pray all the time. And he said, yes, you should be concerned. You should ask your... you should stick your nose into God's business, into this man's business, because that just ain't right to be praying. No wonder he acts like Porky Pig. He talks just like him. He stutters. And he's got this silly, wicked grin on his face all the time. There isn't anybody that's supposed to be led by the Lord, he said. Or the Lord is not able to call them into prayer. If the Lord's calling them into prayer, don't listen to him for any length of time, and that they should get alone with the Lord. Pastor Robertson said, we have to mingle with one another. And to when you pray and read all the time, there's no possible way that you could be a testimony to the people out in the world. Pat, that's just the exact opposite. I remember when you called me up and asked me to back you up to be president of the United States, and I told you no, because you're not supposed to entangle yourself with the affairs of the world, and you're not going to win anyway. He just mingles and runs for the president life like he did. But the Bible tells us to pray always, unquote, Pat. And the Apostle Paul stated, pray without ceasing, unquote. You think that's strange, huh? I doubt that you, I pray that you're saved, but you better straighten this out. I hear all these phony predictions that you're making on TV to everybody to get your name into the news media. And then they don't come to pass. That means you're a false prophet. I'll never forget that you sided in with the Cult Awareness Network when we were having so much trouble with them. You had a big blackboard there, and you were drawing out that this organization, which is a cult, one of the right arms of the Vatican, you got up there and stated that they were right and that the Christians were wrong. You are not of the Lord, Pat Robertson, and you ought to get off the air according in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. One of the most heinous groups of people is the Cult Awareness Network, and you sided in with them against us. But those of you that are Christians, let God be thanked for the prayer room. And Pat, I would suggest that you get in there and ask the Lord to cover all these filthy things that you did to the body of Christ. And the way you hate what the Lord says to pray without ceasing and to pray always. And for, and if you'd like to call me, you've got my number. So we have to take time to read the Bible. Maybe this man has been so far in sin that was reading and praying all the time. I remember the time that the Lord made me fast for around 40 days and 40 nights without food and water. I wouldn't suggest this to anybody. The Lord really talks to me. And I wouldn't have done that because I like to eat too much. And I like drinking water and things, too much to have given up all that. But there was I've written a tract on that. I did something very bad. I didn't unknowingly just came out of the world and took some money to do a recording session with some people, and I spent some of it on myself. And while we went into the Holiday Inn in Beverly Hills to have something, and they poured this ice water. It was a real hot day outside. And the Lord says, no eating and no drinking anything until the session is done. And the man's son was in Chicago. He's a police officer. And he said that they wouldn't let him come for a few weeks. And I said, Lord, it's going to be a few weeks. And the Lord says, I know. And he said, if you eat or drink, I'm going to send your soul. You're going to die, and I'll send your soul to hell. Man, I knew it, and Susie kept trying to get me to eat, but finally I told her, no, the Lord told me I'd go to hell, I'd die and go to hell. She says, then you better. She says, I've never known anybody to eat, not eat, and fast without water all these days. And I didn't do it, and the Lord showed a big sign. I thought the devil came and told me to go get a drink of water, and I said, Lord, it sounds like you, but if it isn't, do something to me that'll make it to where I don't drink that water. And may God strike me dead and send my soul to hell. There was a light fixture that was on above the sink. And when I started walking to the sink, the thing jumped right off the wall, lit, and smashed down in front of my feet, and I had bare feet. And I says, whoa, thank you, Father God. Thank you, because I don't want to go to hell. You know, people don't realize God is a good God. He's a loving God, but he's also severe. And he means what he says. And if you want to play games with him, you're going to be sorry. Okay. So let God be thanked for the prayer room, the holy prayer room, the glorious prayer room, for time to read the Bible, and for a blessed life that he will enable us to experience and nourish ourselves there. Others, the subject of time. There's only time and eternity. Before the creation of the world, time did not exist. There was no such thing as time. Time started, the time clock started when God lived in eternity in a way that very few of us understand unless we really seek the Word of God, read the Bible. God wouldn't change in heaven or before the world existed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whether it's in eternity, today, and forever, with creation is when time began. Okay, and it doesn't make any difference how many scientists or researchers say that this world is 50,000 years old. They're liars. Okay, I don't care anything about that. I saw the Lord Jesus Christ there with my eyes wide open. I've had visions from him, and he told me that the Bible, the King James Version, is the most perfect Bible that there is. All the other ones, I wouldn't trust them. That's why time only started a little over 6,000 years ago. That's what the Bible says, and so believe God. Let every man be called a liar, but let God be called the truth. That's all the records we have, is what God says. I don't care anything about these charcoal machines that show that the world is hundreds of millions of years old. They're liars. And you believe them. The whole world is deceived. People in the media, you believe them. In the government, you believe them, this Antichrist government. And in science, they want to do away with the gospel. So, of course, they're going to tell you everything. This is Satan. Of course, Satan's going to try to discourage you from believing the word of God. All he wants is your soul to rot in hell with him and burn forever. And for you to scream your head off forever. So he doesn't want you to hear the gospel or to preach it with the truth of even time. He doesn't want you to say that the earth is only 6,000 years old, a little over 6,000 years old, and creation. With creation, that's when time began. That's when time began. And everything was placed under a time's power. In other words, you only have the power to live so many years because time is not on your side. You don't know that you're going to live another day. Amen?
Amen.
Well, I'm going to stop a minute here so we can hear a testimony from out there, and then I've got some more for you here. Okay, go ahead and read. Where's the first one from?
From Manprovi, Accra, Ghana, Africa. Dear Pastor Lamo, with love and satisfaction, I'm sending you my most fraternal greetings this first time around in this letter. May the power of our Almighty God richly bless you. Amen. I am a boy of 14 years of age. Around September of last year, one of my friends sent me a copy of your literature to read. After I read it, something came to my mind that I should go to church to worship the living God. Since that time, my life has turned completely around from the evil way to God's way because of your powerful literature I read. Please know that it is because of you I am saved by the Almighty God. Please, Pastor, I will be thankful if you can send me a Bible, your book, The Messiah, and more literature, which can keep me saved so that I can be saved until our Lord and our everything, Jesus Christ, comes back to earth. May God bless you and all members of the Alamo Christian Church Ministry. Amen. I hope you will reply very soon. Thank you, Emmanuel from Manprovi, Accra, Ghana.
Okay, so everything was placed under time's power. You don't know if God gave you one more minute of time. There are people in the world that are being dying this very minute. There's young children that are dying. There's babies that are dying. And you could be dying. It's just everybody believes. It's like there's killer diseases that people think they're going to live on and live on, but yet they die. So everything was placed under the power of time. Everything. Time. The power of time. And all these things. Time goes by. Time waits for no one. It's ticking. Every time that clock ticks, you're getting a second older. Amen?
Amen.
By the time this broadcast is over, you'll be an hour older. Okay, and you'll never see this hour again. No matter who you are or where you wherever you are or whoever you are or where you are, God has placed all living creatures under a law of growth. What does that mean? Everything grows that's alive, amen?
Amen.
That's why when they say that there's a baby inside of a woman that it's alive because it wouldn't be growing if it weren't. Amen?
Amen.
So they're saying now it's not a real person. Well, you know that that's the devil telling you that. And the people just let it happen just like they did in Nazi Germany. So we're under the law of growth. A slow growth. We remember if we think back how long it took for us to get from childhood to become an adult in our body and mind. It also took us time to learn the things that we know. And the older we are, the more we know. And so it's such an amazing thing to me that young kids, 10, 15, 20, 30 years old, think that they know it all. It took us time to receive wisdom. It took us time to know about business and the different crafts that we learn to earn a living or a hobby. And those people who are in politics, God forgive them, we know what their story is, don't we? It took them time to get there. They had to become, go to school, become attorneys or whatever, or attorneys helpers or whatever, to get there. Everything, somehow, in every way, depends on patience and perseverance. Everything takes time. It's the same thing in being a born-again Christian. There can't be any communion with our holy God. There can't be any fellowship between heaven and earth. There can't be any power for the salvation of souls of other people unless much time is set aside. We have to set time apart for it. Just as it is necessary for a child for many years to eat and learn every day. There's so much to know about vitamins and minerals and health foods. And yet young pups just jump up and they see something, an ad in a health food store, and they want to buy it. They don't realize that you spent maybe 50, 60 years in a health food store and that you know that that stuff is junk and they don't want to receive that. They want to believe that you're depriving them of something, of learning for themselves. But I don't like paying for something that I already know. Amen?
Amen.
So the life of power in God depends entirely on the time that we humans are willing to give to it day by day. I know that there are many ministers that were appointed by God to teach and help those who are engaged or that have to do with the ordinary allocations of the carnal world, to find them a time to use it properly. It takes time to know how to use the carnal world, not to be a part of it, though. Then also to know this is for the perseverance of the spiritual life. Then there are also ministers that are not called by the Lord at all, but are called by Satan. There's more of them than there are of us. They are like angels of light standing in pulpits. There's more of them, as I say before, than there are of us, of the Lord's people. The ministers of the Lord cannot do these things unless he himself has a living experience of a life of prayer, a life of it. His highest calling is not preaching or speaking or any other thing like that, like visitations. What is it then? Is it to cultivate within themselves the life of God on a daily basis and to be a witness of what the Lord has done in their life? The things that the Lord has taught them and accomplished in them. The Lord has accomplished a lot in some of us. It was the same thing with our Lord Jesus. Why did he, who had no sin, to confess something, did he have to spend all night in prayer to God? Well, I'll tell you the reason. It was because the divine life had to be strengthened in communication with his Father. And if, when you're saved, you have divine life living in you as well. but it has to be strengthened. Are you better or stronger or more powerful or brainier than the Lord? Well, he had to submit himself to the Lord in all things. His experience of life, in which he took time for fellowship with God, which Pat Robertson thinks is weird, and that people should really get nosy and get into other people's lives like democracy wants you to. They're now pushing, we all need to join together. We all need to join together as a mob. Let's get it all together because man is smart and the people of the spiritual realm are stupid. No, it's just the opposite. The Bible said that all the people of the world drowned during the time of Noah. The majority was always wrong. Don't get together. Get together with the Lord. And don't listen to these Antichrist commercials, these spots on television. A man said, should I be concerned, Pat? And Pat said, oh, most definitely you must be concerned. Get your nose into this man's business. Cross, the state knows, the government knows that we can't cross the line between church and state. So let's get the whole public, the mob, to do it for us. That's what they're doing in this little town that we have, some of us are living in, as they're trying to get stirring up the mob over here to run us out of town. The mob will do it. But let me tell you something, mob. The Lord did something to another mob, one mob after the other. And so be careful to what you're doing. You better pay strict attention to what I'm saying. So our experience of the life in which we take time for fellowship with God has enabled us to share that same life of God with others. Oh, that Pat Robertson and other ministers should understand that they have received their time, that we all received our time. But I know that they are using it wrongly, and I'm glad that I'm using my time to exalt God and not the mob. I'm with God and from God so that we might serve him and not man. Put not your trust in princes or kings or presidents, but put your trust in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Well, I see my time is up. This is so aggravating that there's not enough time on these radio broadcasts for me to just keep going, because I could keep going for days and months and years. Okay, those of you that want to be born again of the Spirit, that want to put your trust in God rather than this ungodly, satanic, miserable government and Catholic cult and the media, say this prayer and mean it. We know that we're the minority in the world, but one of us and God, who can do anything to us? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so say this prayer. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know that you've answered me, and I know that I'm saved. Now just praise and thank the Lord for your salvation. Remember, we have to enter the prayer room in praising and thanking the Lord. And so don't ever forget that, and you have to praise him. If this is for your own good. I mean, God is saved already. And those of us that are saved, we're saved already. We're just preaching these things, and God is sending us to preach these things to you for your good. Because if you don't do what you're being instructed to do, your soul is going to spend eternity in hell screaming your head off in the lake of fire. So be careful. Do what the Lord says and live. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, Sharon, tell them four different ways to receive a copy of this program, which is $2.94.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo reminding you to tune in tomorrow for the continuation of this message. And until then, God bless you and praise the Lord. And here is H.B. Barnum's Life's Choir singing Life's Prayer Song.